Voices from the food front lines, pandemic and beyond.
It's not a problem so much of food production as of distribution. And so whether it be through the rescuing food to make it tasty, culturally relevant meals that SEMA and her organization do, or through the community garden and the other food sovereignty initiatives that they
have. But I would say like the number one issue is like cost. Like our food costs more to buy.
I don't know whether the city officials realize small charities like us, not-for-profits, need some kind of policy, some kind of support, steady support to be able to do what we're doing, because we're not a business, right? We're not selling product to make money. We're trying to rescue food and repurpose it and again distribute it to people who are in need.
Physically growing and then pulling your own carrot is not the only way to get involved in food or to access food. So it's great that we've had this opportunity now.
We could enable local supply chains, but also it's really important to recognize that markets are at its core about diversity. And we talk about diversity of seeds, diversity of crops, diversity of people, and diversity of cultures. And that's why there's a lot of alignment when we think about rebuilding our mid-size food distribution infrastructure. That we recognize that for us to transition to a sustainable food system, we need to think about all the aspects of our food system.
Voices from the Food Frontlines brings listeners firsthand accounts from the people who have nourished their communities during global crisis and envisions pathways towards sustainable, local food futures in Canada and beyond. Voices from the Food Frontlines is coming April 2023 and will be available on your favorite podcast platform. For more information about the Feeding City Lab, visit www.utsc.utoronto.ca/project/feedingcity.